Some of the things I really tried to look at in terms of selecting the guys on the staff are just some quick things would be the competence, which I think is extremely important. A guy has to be proficient at what he does. The judgment, you know, it's one of those things in this business. You're under such a microscope. It's on and off the field and certainly dealing with players and things like that. Your judgment is certainly something that has to be relied upon. Your energy, there's got to be a great energy level. I think you'll find with him, he's a vocal guy. He's a very, very good communicator. He has great focus as well. Can certainly set game plans, but narrow in on things that are opposition is doing and how to counteract those things as well. He's a very, very good relationship guy. You'll see guys will gravitate toward him. They like him, but he's tough. He's demanding. And I think you'll see he has that real unique quality to kind of balance both ends of it, which I think is something special. A lot of guys are really hard-nosed, and the relationships, they're secondary. Somebody else has to be able to do that. And there's some guys that are all relationship and can't get guys to do exactly what they want. This guy is demanding, can develop relationships and do it the right way. And then also is a guy that you can trust. That's, I think, extremely important just in terms of the guys that we're looking for to kind of run, you know, our different sides of the ball. So, Coach Austin, the podium is yours.
Quite an introduction. I don't know if I can follow that up, but, you know, very happy and you know, honored to be here. Jim's given me an opportunity to come in and run the defense, which means he trusts me. And I think that's an important part of our business. And it's the same thing with our players. You know, the more they trust in you and trust in what you're doing, I think you'll get the best out of them.
Now 17 days in, what have you learned about the personnel that you're inheriting on defense?
Well, I think we have some good personnel on defense. I think, obviously, you have some different makers in certain positions. And then there's some other positions where we want to try to shore up, you know, to try to make them stronger. And maybe we can do that with maybe what we're doing scheme-wise or something of that nature. But I think personnel-wise, like all teams, we have good personnel, but there's some areas that we probably need some improvement in. I think we have some difference makers. You know, when you look at it, you have some difference makers up front, obviously in the Dominican, and you know, Nick Fairley, when he's on top of his game, boy, he's really good. I mean, really good. Levy is outstanding. I think as a linebacker, you know, as you're moving back, and Tulloch had a heck of a year, and you know, I know Lewis Delmas is an, you know, watching him play, and he can be a difference maker. So I think the thing we have is we have some different makers at each level, and we have to try to strengthen those up. If we can, add a few more difference makers and then, you know, try to strengthen the defense that way.
Terry, you've coached defensive backs for a while. What's your ideal cornerback at that position? What traits does that guy possess?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's a little different. I think as the league has changed, I think you have to try to get, if you can, a bigger cornerback, a guy that can match up with the big receivers, a guy who's has some physical toughness to him that's not afraid to tackle, and a guy that has great ball skills. I think because of the amount of throwing in the game, if you have a guy that can't intercept the ball, teams will attack him because they know he won't intercept it. The best he's going to do is maybe knock it down. But if you have a guy that can intercept the ball and change the game, I think that's what you want. I think if you try to look at size first, but if you don't, if you come across a smaller guy who's got great playmaking ability, he has something exceptional, then you have to take that in consideration, because if he brings that exceptional talent to you and it gives you an opportunity to win, you got to go with it. We don't know the players. They don't know us. We're going to try to see how this all meshes together, and then, you know, we'll build it, and hopefully it'll be the way we want it by September.
All right.
Yep, thank you.